This is episode 2186 of Your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are here getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you lay to rest the week. In fact, this is an episode where you will do a weekly, and I'll also show you how to do a daily review, and this will help you to sleep better. This is the final episode of our series we've been exploring all week long on inner abundance. You have had a challenge this week. Every week you are issued a weekly challenge. This is a way for you to attune yourself to the week's theme. We explore the theme every single day for a week, experimenting with different meditation techniques so you can get to know what works well for you. So you'll have a full repertoire of tools to help you calm your mind and body. And that is especially more and more important these days as we experience a pandemic, and also we are celebrating many holidays and getting ready to ring in a brand new year. So I wonder how your challenge went. You were challenged to reflect on your inner beauty, your unique gifts. You are also challenged to reflect on others' inner beauty and gifts, and in the quiet beauty that you see all around you. So I hope you will continue with this challenge as you go through the holiday season and the end of the new year. Many of you I know are celebrating Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah to you. So today's meditation technique that you'll be guided through is in honor of your fellow meditator, someone who is listening to these meditations right along with you. Remember, you are not alone. Meditation is becoming more and more mainstream all over the world. This comes from Maddie. She is a 13-year-old living in North Carolina. She says, I recently stumbled across your podcast when looking for meditations to do. I have been struggling with anxiety for a very long time. It was truly a blessing when I found out I could message you and tell you my own personal story. I always thought meditation was a hard thing to do, like you had to do it the correct way to get an effect. But your podcast helped me find how I meditate best and made a simple thing I could fit into my everyday life. I would love to see more meditations on how to calm my mind and help reduce anxiety when trying to sleep. I found when I start to go to sleep, my mind starts thinking a lot more, and that opens up to more anxious thoughts, causing restless nights. Your podcast has definitely helped me so much. Maddie, I am in awe of you. You are 13 and you are already creating a meditation ritual which will benefit you in so many ways. So I really appreciate you reaching out to me. And in honor of you, I invite everyone together to settle yourselves down and let's do this meditation to calm your mind and body to help you sleep better at night. With a daily review, this allows you to lay to rest the cares and worries of your day. Do it every single night. The Dalai Lama is reported to do this, as well as many amazing meditators, people who are very productive and who sleep well. So you can do this meditation lying down, or you can do it seated in your meditation space. You could even do this as you maybe do a nighttime ritual where you get ready to end your day. Maybe you turn the lights down low in your home and light a candle, and maybe take a warm bath and tidy things up for the day ahead. You could mentally be reflecting on the things that happened to you during the day. So whether you are seated, laying down, or standing, begin to relax your mind and body. If your eyes are closed, elevate them ever so gently upward to the point between your eyebrows. This is considered your spiritual eye, your seat of intuition in yoga and meditation. Begin to notice your breath and become aware of where you are right here, right now. Connect to your space. Know that you are resting, getting ready for one of the most important things you could do for yourself, and that is to sleep well. You're nowhere else. You're not there having that conversation with someone that you're still reflecting on. You're not out rushing around. If you've had a busy day, you are here in your sleep space. Connect to it. You could fill it with a color that helps you to feel safe and secure. Now begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and soft. Now reflect back over your day, starting from this moment, working your way backward, reviewing your day in reverse. Not going too deeply into any one event. So if you had an exciting day, just notice the times that were exciting. If you had a difficult day, just notice it was difficult. Not going too deeply emotionally into any of those events. Gently release each of those events. Release them with gratitude. For the lessons learned, if it was a difficult event, or for the joy and happiness an event may have brought you today. Now allow yourself to simply be right where you are. Cares and worries of your day are put to rest. If there's a care or worry that still lingers, it's okay. Know that you can face it tomorrow. Right now is your time for rest. Notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of each inhale and exhale as you drift into sleep. You are so worth slowing down for.